Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
With the end of temporary permission for people from Haiti and Nicaragua to live in the U.S., there's a new influx of immigrants looking to avoid deportation. Some are joining the flow of people trying to cross the border into Canada, where they're guaranteed to at least have their cases reviewed. Reporter Lauren Madelon looks at the traffic on the border between New York and Quebec.
The exodus continues across the northern border every day at places like Roxham Road in New York. The U.S. Border Patrol in Swanton says it's also happening in Vermont. Only now before they cross on foot, people like Mansour, a 37-year-old engineer from Yemen, are met by a group of women, Canadians and Americans, that includes Janet McFetridge of Champlain, New York.
Do you need any warm socks?
No, I have some in my life.
You have warm socks?
Thank you. God bless you.
Mansour gazes at the border. His eyes are sullen, his expression gloomy, and he moves slowly. His U.S. work visa expires in 2 months, and he says he can't even contemplate the risk of returning to war-torn Yemen.
Suffering in this unsafe place.
Mansour starts walking. Canadian police try to stop him and a family of five Nigerians. In French, the officer asks the group, do you speak French or English?
Français, anglais?
English.
English?
English.
This is Canada, right? If you cross the line here, you'll be arrested for illegal entry. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
You do?
Yes, sir.
Later, a Haitian man steps out of a taxi that brought him from the bus station in Plattsburgh. There's a large Haitian community in Montreal, and he has friends there, he says. I asked him about conditions in his country.
I have beaucoup problem, Haiti.
Very difficult, he says. The country hasn't nearly recovered from the earthquake, and the country is plagued by large-scale floods, the most recent in November.
My life is, I almost lose my life. I looking on the place
to go,
yeah.
More than 9,000 people entered Quebec alone between August and November 1st. By comparison, just over 2,400 crossed by foot into all of Canada last year. That's something that Janet McFetridge sees every day.
I'm just overwhelmed with the numbers that are going through this little community up here in Champlain.
They're crossing here and in Vermont because of a curious legal paradox known as the Safe Third Country Agreement. It's a treaty with the U.S. that says, if you make a claim for refugee status at a legal border crossing into Canada, you'll be sent back, because the U.S. is considered safe for refugees. But if you can somehow cross into Canada illegally, the treaty doesn't apply, and you can remain in Canada while your case is decided.
I'm not sure that going to Canada is the best decision for all of them, but I just think it's very, very unfortunate that people are leaving our country to go into a future that there's certainly no guarantees, and many of them are going to be deported into terrible situations. And I just wish we could help them more here.
Canada has increased deportations of would-be refugees this year. McFetridge hands out gloves and hats with her friend Wendy Ayotte from Havelock, Quebec. That's a village of 750 people on the Canadian side of the border. Ayotte's unwavering in her opposition to the Third Safe Country Agreement.
And we want the Safe Third Country to be suspended or annulled altogether, because we don't think the States is a safe country for refugees anymore.
She's not alone. Calls in Canada to cancel the agreement are growing. More than 200 lawyers, along with law students, have been gathering evidence to mount a legal case against it. Amnesty International's also called for an end to the treaty. Eric Taifail is a member of the Quebec Association of Immigration Lawyers.
I think we're all shocked by the numbers.
Taifail says allowing refugees to apply at a legal crossing would allow Canada to focus more on security, because presumably someone with, say, links to terrorism wouldn't consider a legal crossing.
Then if you cross in somewhere else, then we could ask questions, you know, why did you cross this way? Are you a security risk?
On the border at Roxham Road, a man from Burundi tells Canadian police he can't return to the African nation.
They want to kill us over there.
Speak English?
Yeah,
yes.
Both.
We do speak English.
Even French.
Even after crossing, the process of getting admitted permanently to Canada can take years. But people keep coming illegally, because while their claim for refugee status proceeds, they know they'll at least be safe. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Lorne Madelon.